Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Keeping It Real with Caramel, as we say 100. Well, I have a special guest. The guest is an author and a teacher. So I'm going to introduce you to Zachary. Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today, Caramel.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm super excited to know a little bit about you and let the listeners know what you got going on and what you're doing. So I do want to you to tell everybody where you're from and a fun fact about you that people really don't know about you.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from the South, lived there most of my life. Right now I'm living in Albuquerque, teaching out here. And my dog loves to sit with me while I write. That, I think that's kind of a fun fact. He loves to sit there and cuddle while I get the writing done.
Oh, that is so cute. Have you took pictures of your dog that's sitting there while you're writing?
I have a few times, yeah.
That is so cute. Like, so cute. Like, I would love to see a picture of that. You have to send that to me because I want to see it. I want to share that. Like, look at this. This is so cute.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a TikTok video of him sleeping at my feet when I was writing.
Oh, wow. I have to get on your TikTok for sure to see that. So, you are an author and a teacher. So, how hard is it to actually separate the two from a teacher to an author?
You know, I feel like it could be more difficult if I was teaching a vastly different subject, but I'm one of the subjects that I teach is English. Mm-hmm. So I get to practice teaching what I do all the time. So it isn't too difficult as long as I make the time and am efficient with grading. I have plenty of time to write.
Awesome. And I was going to ask you that. What subject do you teach? And you say English. So why that subject? Why do you choose the English to be an English teacher?
Yeah, well, I think I just always really enjoyed language and stories. And English, you know, a lot of people don't really enjoy it. But to me, it feels like putting together a puzzle, you know, because all the words fit together in a certain way. And if you put them together in different ways, they say different, create different pictures for people.
Awesome. I don't know. English was like one of my favorite subjects. Well, math was one of my favorite subjects, I'm saying. But English was my second favorite because I love writing as well. But at the same time, now I correct everybody. I'm like, look, this is not right. That's not how you're supposed to write it, you know?
Right.
Do you do that? Like, if you see a sentence and it's like totally like not correct, do you like, no, don't send me that. You know what I mean? Do you do that to your friends or your family?
Absolutely. I've had to temper correcting people's grammar when they text because they tell me, look, it doesn't matter, it's just a text. And they're like, okay. There's different ways of writing, and I think learning what's correct in one circumstance is understanding it's not correct in every circumstance.
Right, exactly. So how long have you been writing?
Oh gosh, I've been writing for as long as I can remember, but Eternity's Well was the first book that I actually finished and got published.
Okay, so you've been writing for a long time, ever since you was a kid, right? Because I know that,
I know that
I was reading your bio and I seen this thing, this story about a dragon. So tell us a little bit about this dragon story. I think that was the first story that you wrote.
Yeah, it was a super simple little thing. I don't even remember writing it, but I think my parents kept it. It was a bunch of little pieces of paper stapled together, and it had a drawing of a dragon, and it was holding what was supposed to be a rose, and he was giving a bunch of different flowers to children, and they were all happy and enjoying life together, basically.
I know your mom, she still has it, so it must have been so adorable that she's like, I'm gonna keep this for memories for the rest of my life, you know? And That is really good because you was creative when you was younger and you already knew like this is where you're going. This is my passion. This is what I love to do. And you didn't even know it at the age that you were. And now look at you. You're doing what you was doing when you was a kid.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, because, you know, some people have different paths in life. Like when they're kids, they're talking about that they want to become doctors or they want to become lawyers or they want to become models or whatever. But they never go through that path of what they want to be. They become something else. And, you know, they might become an author. They might become a president or something different from what they want to be when they was a kid. But you, on the other hand, you knew that you wanted to write. And you made your little book, and now you're writing, and you're an English teacher, and you wrote a book. That is crazy, right?
Yeah.
You never thought about that,
yeah.
Right?
No, because you're right. A lot of people don't get to do what they thought they wanted to do when they were kids. And I feel just so incredibly lucky and privileged to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah, you are. So you have a book on Amazon. And so tell the listeners the name of your book and what your book is all about.
Yeah, so Eternity's Well is the first in my series Eternal Chronicles. And it's this fantasy where the main characters have all gone through a really traumatic loss. And they find out that they can get answers in something called Eternity's Well, which has magical water that they can drink. And they join forces with Michael Rex, who is a professor, and he helps them to get to their goal. And they learn a lot about themselves and how to care more than just about their problems along the way.
Wow. That sounds like a very interesting book. So how long did it take you to write that?
So, if we go from beginning when I started writing it to when it was done, about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Although that was only about 20,000 words that I did. I started it when I was in college, and then I wrote the other 60,000 in about a month and a half.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man, you was determined to get that out, huh? You was like, I gotta do this. Like, I'm not gonna have no distractions. Nobody's gonna get in my way. I'm gonna write my 60,000 words and I'm gonna get this book on the market.
Yeah, basically.
So have you ever had writer's block? What do you do if you had it, what do you do to overcome the writer's block?
Yeah, so for me, writer's block is more like when I'm not letting the characters do what they need to do. If I'm trying to force them into something, because I'm a plotter, like I line out exactly what I think is going to happen in the book, and then I start writing it. And so I got to this point in Eternity's Well where it just wasn't working. The chapter was not flowing, it wasn't working, and I realized these characters wouldn't behave this way. So I went back, I changed it, and asked myself, okay, what would they actually do in this situation? And once I reevaluated my approach and let the characters be honest with themselves and with me, it started flowing again.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when I get writer's block, I just walk away. I just walk away. I'm like, look, I'm gonna put this down for a second. And then I'm going to go do my other things that I got to do. Then I'll come back to it. Because when I get writer's block, I'm just like, oh my God, I'll be trying to beat my brain up. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Say something, do something, you know? So I just have to walk away from it, Zachary. And I'd be like, you know, I just got to just do something else. And it'll come back to me within probably a day or so. And then I just go back and write again. Because it's just frustrating when you just can't get what you want to get right then. And you know you want to finish something. And it doesn't that frustrate you? Like, if you want to finish something, you got to finish it. And if you don't finish it, you just get so frustrated.
Oh, for sure.
That is me, all the way.
Yeah. Having things unfinished is so frustrating.
Yeah. Especially when you're OCD. You know what I mean? Everything got to be perfect. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm OCD. So what motivated you to become an author?
You know, I've always wanted to write, like we said. I think at the beginning of this year, I didn't know if I was going to finish Eternity's Well or not. And then I I lost a friend that was really important to me, and it was just sort of this catalyst where writing became something that was very cathartic and therapeutic for me. And going back and looking through what I wrote, there's a lot of pieces in there that are, you know, the conversations between characters are almost conversations that I was having with myself dealing with that loss.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. I recently lost someone too, very special to me as well. And I don't know, is this like when you lose someone that you have to find that outlet, you know? Mm-hmm. And you got to find something that's going to substitute, you know, substitute what you're feeling at this time. And I think sometimes writing is a very good, you know, therapeutic kind of thing to do, is to write and just express yourself, you know? And so I love writing, and I think like that's the number one way to do it. You can write all your feelings down, you can write whatever you want down, you can be whoever you want to be and all this good stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what advice will you give other newcomers of writing? What kind of advice would you give them?
Oh gosh, there's so much that I could say, but I think the most important thing that I could say is that no one can tell your story. If you're someone who wants to write, you have a unique story to tell, and someone out there wants and needs to read it.
I love it. I love that so much. So what is your next project? Like, what do you have going on next? Like, I know you got something big going on. Since you love writing, I know something else is coming along. So what is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the sequel to Trinity's Well is being edited right now. My editor got it a couple weeks ago. And I am prepping for NaNoWriMo. And I'll be writing the third book in the series.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're gonna start getting really busy doing this, huh? So this is gonna be your career. Besides being a teacher, this is something that you want to take on and move forth with, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I always ask my guests, you know, before they leave me and tell me their social media and all this good stuff, what is your purpose? What is your why? Why do you do what you do? And what makes you do what you do?
I think my why is just because I think that stories have to have meaning. And I'm a teacher, and I see kids struggling with and asking questions. And some of them aren't. It has themes that are about growing and believing in things that are outside of ourselves and delving into what it means not only to be human but to be part.
That's perfect. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, Zachary Hagen Wright. A TikTok page, Zachary Hagen _ Wright, and my website is ZacharyHaganWrites.com.
Okay. So, awesome. You know, I'm not going to hold you up because I know you're probably busy and you have time to speak to me, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for teaching these kids out here, because like you said, some don't even know the right direction or how to speak to others, and you're teaching them something. English is the best subject you could ever teach a kid, and that is so true, because they need to know how to speak proper grammar to people so they can understand, get a good job, and get all these good things that they want, go to good colleges and all these good things. So thank you for being an awesome teacher, and thank you for being a part of the author world. Hello. Welcome.
Yes, of course.
This is awesome.
I get to do what I love, and it's the best thing.
Awesome. So you take care, and be safe, and keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you, love.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.